You are listening to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast, where each Monday musing plus one in-depth interview per moon takes you through the portal to the patterns of nature, the architecture of the cosmos, and to the divine language of our minds. Your host, Elizabeth Diane, expands your perception of the world and the awe of creation. With a light heart, she encourages an exploration to find the truth as it is evident to you. Every episode opens the doors to self-empowerment, demystifies the power of symbology and archetype, intersects relationships with matter and spirit, then circles back to ground in these seeds of life into the kind of wisdom you can apply to your being, soul, and purpose. Welcome to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast.
Hello, sacred spheres. I'm coming to you again from Mount Lassen area. I'm in the Mount Lassen, or I guess it's called the Lassen National Park, at the Summit Lake Campground. Normally I'll be podcasting from Mount Shasta, but since I'm here, I'm inspired. I'm happy to be meeting up with you again today for this Monday musing. And it's a beautiful Monday morning. You might hear sounds of the birds or the campfire or the camp stove or my partner doing dishes in the background. Bless him. And I had woken up in this tent this morning with beautiful sacred geometry in my vision, in my mind's eye, in my third eye active. I suspect because we summited the peak of Lassen two nights ago and then yesterday went on a long hike in the high altitude, and there might be something about that extra exercise, you know, pushing the energy through, and at the high altitudes that's making my third eye a bit more active. But I woke up with these beautiful visions in my mind's eye, just seeing these patterns that were moving and pulsing of circles and lines that were forming a very coherent, almost like Star of David hexagram shape. If you know what the Star of David or the hexagram, it's a six-pointed star that crisscrosses each other. So it's really two equilateral triangles, one pointing up, one pointing down, and they are overlapping in a very balanced way so that they create six little triads equally spaced around a center hexagon. It's a very familiar shape to many, many people. It has many names too, like Solomon's seal or a two-dimensional star tetrahedron or a two-dimensional Merkaba, but very simple form. Initiate star is another name for it. And it wasn't just that in my mind's eye. I was seeing patterns like that with circles that would make up the intersections of the background layer of that form. And it was so coherent and so perfect and so alive. Movement and beauty and simplicity and presence in my mind's eye. And I was so grateful I just watched it for a moment. I asked questions like, are these the cones and rods in the back of my eye creating circles and connecting lines? And I went, wait a minute, this is so beautiful. Get out of the thinking mind. Just receive. And then I kept seeing it. It didn't matter to me where it came from, but I noticed that it seemed more organized than the imperfection of, you know, the cones and rods in an eye might be. Having seen, you know, images of that, like in a microscope, under a microscope, in a photograph, you know, you could see the irregularity. And of course, my vision's not perfect. So I could easily set that out of my thinking mind and get back to pure presence and receiving this vision. And I just watched it and just received. And when I felt that it was just there with me, then I went into more of an intention, like, well, how can I relate with this? And again, I feel like sacred geometry is all about relationship. And if I'm relating with some message from Source, which it seemed to be just, or maybe the background field of everything, and I'm up here, you know, out of cell phone range, you know, there's just nothing but nature here. And I contemplated this for a moment and decided, let's see what happens if I put my intention with it and connect in a way. And I wanted to see, I just asked it, well, what can I introduce into this as an individuated being connected to Source? And I started to see pentagonal forms and pentagrams. And so it shifted into like a five lattice pattern instead of a six. And that's a very interesting switch, because, you know, part of my essence, you know, I feel very connected to earth and organic life. And as I mentioned quite often, the pentagram is full of the golden mean. The golden mean is found in ratios of our DNA. I'll explain that in another podcast. But it's found in our DNA, and it's found in the arrangement of the portions of our body, like, you know, the forearm to the length of the hand, and the length of the hand or the palm to the length of the hand, and the length of the palm to the length of my middle finger, and on and on and on. All of these fractal patterns show up in the body and in organic life, in trees and plants. Back to my vision. So I started seeing more of a pentagonal pattern, and yet it wasn't quite as perfectly filled in as that first pattern that I was receiving was. But it was still very beautiful, and I felt, yes, I'm connecting with something here. I'm connecting with the field. I'm communicating. And as I saw that pentagonal pattern, I thought, to me, it means regeneration, because I feel that we, you know, I see it in nature. We do regenerate. We have that capacity to create new cells and healthier cells, especially when things are coherent. So I just set that intention, regeneration in my body. I had a great night's sleep, and I wanted my day to be restorative. And I realized that what I was seeing was that pattern, my intention, interacting with the pattern coming to me. Yet it wasn't quite as perfect looking in terms of my mind of perfection. I was seeing a little bit of gaps here and there, like it wasn't all filled in. And I was seeing maybe half-built pentagrams or half-filled circles or missing circles, if you will, in this complex pattern in my third eye's mind. And I was okay with that. Didn't, no resistance, just observing it. And I realized that, you know, humanity is just this interesting trip that we're on here, being human, that we live in an imperfect world, and we have filters of our mind that, maybe if you're on a spiritual path, you're working to clear that all, you know, because we have within us, within our mind's eye, the capacity to vision imperfection. Of course, the perfectionist might get frustrated, because if we try and bring that perfection into this realm, this material experience that we're having, there's always imperfection. And that's the beauty, that we have both. We connect to Source of all that is, whatever name you want to give it, where patterns like this exist in perfection. And we have the capability in our mind's eye to connect with that protection. Sorry, we have that ability in our mind's eye to connect with that perfection and understand that concept. And the beauty is when we can let go of how it unfolds here in the physical realm, we get an experience of it in some way. So for me today, that might be regeneration. I do feel healthier today. I do feel better today. We'll see how else it shows up. But I just wanted to share that with you. And remember, in the practice of sacred geometry, for example, when I'm teaching classes and workshops and I'm asking people to draw these complex forms of circles and lines and patterns, I notice sometimes people get a little frustrated. Oh no, that circle didn't overlap exactly in that intersection, or I didn't quite draw that line perfectly to intersect with that other intersection. And I'm always reminding people, you know, perfection can be a limitation. If we get caught up in the idea of perfection in the physical world, we just get frustrated. It can be a block. If we see it and go, okay, well, maybe, you know, it's like when we practice something with our bodies, when we go to the gym and work out, we get better and better at it. When athletes focus on a better and better performance or competition or just their own, performance in their sport, it's amazing how they shift into a better performance. So I remind my students that the more you do this work, the better skills you'll have, of course, with drawing. But the ideal behind that is that we can also become more coherent and more aligned beings in our minds, and then from there, what we bring forth into the world. But always accepting that there's going to be some limitation and some imperfection until we reach, who knows, maybe we all become divinity by some ideal of perfection that we can hold in this physical realm. But if we don't, hey, this is life. Let's get dirty and messy sometimes. Out here camping, I'm enjoying connecting with the dirt and the mess, and then the joy of taking a shower and getting clean again, or dipping in the lake like we did yesterday and feeling that refreshment. So enjoy life and continue to be inspired on your journey to, you know, find more coherence in the patterns of your life, whether that be in your mind's eye or in how you create what you create in the world. Know you're loved, and I look forward to next time. Be well.
This podcast has been a production of Sacred Geometry Portal. Dive deeper into the portal by subscribing at sacredgeometryportal.com. You can support the portal expansion through Sacred Geometry Portal's Patreon account. Infinite fractal blessings, and thank you for listening.